Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, it happens every 3 years, 5 weeks of John 6. You may get to the end of this time, and about the fourth or fifth week, you're saying to yourself, I thought he just preached on that. It's okay if you say that, because I'm going to be saying the same thing. I thought I just preached on this. It is a long, extensive session, but that, of course, does not mean that there are good and important things here. It may be that to begin with, we need to understand that there is more going on here in one particular sentence than we may give it credit for. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. There will be other times in the Gospel of John when the Passover is specifically mentioned, and certainly we will see it again in the next chapter, as Jesus prophesies about rivers of living water coming out of the heart of those who believe. There are debates about and how many Passovers there are actually that take place in this whole thing. But John seems to make a point, even here, where there's no another connection. They are not close to a place of worship. It doesn't look like many of the things that we would associate with the Passover, such as the preparation of roast lamb or something, or a meeting in the upper room, as we see at the end of the gospel story. But this is instead pointing to Jesus himself. Of course, we see the connections between Jesus and others, and John will too. We see immediately in the first reading a story from the life of Elisha. Elisha, of course, if you remember, comes after Elijah. It's alphabetical, you know, so that the J comes before the SH, and so you remember which is which. But they both had the same kind of a story of food that would not look like it was going to go very far, continued to be given and to give sustenance until the time that God appointed. We know the story of Moses, and yet Moses did not provide the bread. He was the go-between. He was the one who, as we heard last week, God's excuse me, it might be next week, that God hears their complaining, and sends the manna to the people. But it wasn't Moses who brought the manna. It was God. These are the kinds of things that are important to notice. Even though we see here that, yes, it is indeed a young boy who has the five loaves and two fish, it is Jesus who becomes the host of the entire meal. It's interesting that there are certain clues about this that point back to the Passover itself. At the end of it, 12 baskets are gathered up. The instruction in the book of Exodus is that if you're done with the meal and there's still more left to, you know, on the lamb or whatever it is that is roast, it is all to be burned through that night so that the next day there would be nothing left as they prepared to leave the land of Egypt for the promised land. There's also, of course, that mention of 12 baskets. Was John in some way pointing to the 12 tribes of Israel who were all brought out of the land of Egypt? It could indeed be. We don't know for sure, but it could be. And finally, one of the instructions about the Passover was that this is not to be kept to yourself. Anyone who comes alien among you is intended to be welcomed into the house and to enjoy that feast together. And if there's not enough of you, go to your neighbors and be received there and to enjoy that grace of God that is given to all the people. Whoever is there is welcome. In the same way, 5,000 people, and of course the disciples are going to say, we'll take care of ourselves, but we can't handle them. And yet Jesus' instruction welcomes in the entire crowd. Jesus is not just the one who brings the bread. Jesus is the bread. He is the one who gives himself completely, that nothing will be left over. He is the one who welcomes Jews, Greeks who come to seek in Jesus, criminals who hang on the cross beside him. All those who come to Jesus are welcomed and made to sit down at this feast. Jesus is the Passover. Jesus is the one who reminds us that by his blood we have been set free, and that we have a gift and a message and a mission to enter into that and freedom and to live in such a way that others will say to themselves, I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, I want that. And when they come, they too will receive, because there is plenty where that comes from. We may be tempted to look around and see only the things that we have in front of us and say, this will never be enough. But that's not God's problem. God is able to take what is there and to expand it and to give it over and over again, that all who come will be satisfied. This is not just the fact of one who provides bread. There are lots of people who have and done that in the past. Even Marie Antoinette is famous for having said, although I have been told it's not that she actually didn't say that, but her. The famous phrase attributed to her is, let them eat cake, to the peasants of France. Not good enough. And certainly we too will have those who want to promise us things, vote for me and I'll make sure you get whatever you need. It's not surprising that they wanted to take Jesus and make him a king. Others will continue to miss the point, to misinterpret what is going on here. But Jesus makes it clear. Even in the story of the storm, that Jesus goes into the mountain to be alone, away from the crowd, the disciples get back into the boat and cross the lake again. I'm losing track on where they are in this little journey, but they cross the journey again and the lake again, and this is John's account of the same thing. A storm comes up, and Jesus appears, and his words are, "It is I." As if another way to say I am that points back to the promise of God. Jesus will, of course, use this phrase, John will use this phrase, as Jesus is the light of the world and the bread of life and the living water. Jesus is indeed the Passover. We look not to the bread and to the wine that is given to us in such and simple forms here at this rail, but instead we look to Jesus himself as the source of all that we need and the source for the entire world as well, that they may all sit down and receive this wonderful feast. Amen.